This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
Tech Webcast, streamed from our brains to our mouths, to your ears, to your brain. It's like our brains are holding hands, brain hands. That doesn't really make sense, but Tech Webcast does. Tech stuff, gadgets, games. Come and wander around geek heaven with us. Tech Webcast, here, now, holding brain hands.
Welcome to the episode 277 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on the 22nd of February, 2014. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday and rebroadcast on Aussie Tech Heads on Thursday nights at 7 p.m., please rate us on iTunes and like us on Facebook.com Tech Webcast. Your hosts today are Andrew, Brad, Jen, Jody, Steve, and Lisa. And guest today is going to be CEO and founder at Digital Marketing Consulting, Parachute Digital.
Wow. Great stuff, Steve.
Yep.
How are you, mate?
Pretty good. Yeah, I had to switch my camera shot before I...
Yeah, I need to. We'll need to edit that part out because it was paused. So, yeah, where you been? What have you been up to, Steve?
I've been a little busy. It seems like every time, you know, I'm getting ready for my show, and then of course I do Tech Webcast, and then I usually do it like the last couple of days of the week. Before, I used to start like several days early. But now I'm trying to just catch up on some stuff.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, I had a great time. Of course, I wasn't here last week.
Because that was Valentine's Day. You were at somewhere, were you, with someone?
Yeah. I kind of did it the year before, too. So I went to Valentine's party. And
okay. I didn't know you were actually married. I didn't know you were married.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not? Oh, okay.
No, I just go out with random women on Valentine's Day.
All right, fair enough, mate. Okay, Jacob, what's up? Jacob, what's up?
I'm here, Brad.
What's up, buddy?
Nothing much.
How's your week been?
All right. I'm fixing to have a very good time in a few days.
Yes, indeed. Tell the people what you'll be getting in the mail and who got it for you.
Well, from Tech Webcast, I'm getting a mixer, the same one that Brad has. And from Steve, I'm getting a... his old Audio Technica AT2020 XLR.
And you'll be doing a video unboxing.
Yes, I will be.
And you're actually standing in front of the camera.
Yeah, I'll try to do that.
Okay. All right, Jennifer, well, how are you? How's your week been?
Hey, it's been pretty great. Some crazy weather that we've been having here in the States. And I took vacation day today, so I took today off to catch up on life, and it was wonderful.
Good one. How's your podcast going?
It's great. We had a show yesterday, got it out this morning, actually.
Nice.
We chatted about the effects of social media on in-person communications and how it affects our ability to concentrate.
Okay.
So it was pretty interesting.
Vincent was on that one, was that right?
Vincent Brown from Intuitive.com. He was on the show with us last night.
So. What did he have to say about that sort of thing?
Oh, gosh. He really embraced the topic and happened to know a lot about it. And it has found that he's suffered from the effects of social media as well. And so have I. I have a terrible ability to concentrate, and I always want to multitask.
Definitely. All right, Jody's been away for the past 2 weeks or something. She's back.
Yes, she is.
Welcome back, Jody. How are you?
Doing great, Brad. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff going on. As you know, I've been busy with the dogs, and Jewel's been doing great. She's
nice one.
She took best of breed and best of group. She was in 4 shows. And doing great. And Ruger's doing search and rescue and doing phenomenal with it. So very, very happy with the dogs.
Good stuff. And also we have got Lisa on.
Hey guys, nice to talk with you again.
Good. What have you been up to, Lisa?
Well, I've been crazy busy moving from Silicon Valley up to downtown San Francisco.
Nice.
We're on the same block as Twitter, coincidentally.
Oh wow, that's cool.
Sorry to say to the East Coast that we've had fantastic weather here. So that's been on our side. But we, you know, we've only got the basics so far up here in our little high-rise apartment. No silverware, but Wi-Fi. Wow. You know, we have our priorities. So I know you all can relate. Thanks for asking.
Lisa, did you say you live near Twitter?
Yeah, right across the street.
Well, that's so cool. Wow.
It's funny.
What does their sign look like? Do they have a giant sign out there? It's Twitter.
Yeah. Do they have like a giant bird?
No, very close. They have a giant sign that says at Twitter.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
nice one.
Nice.
Of course.
You have to send us a photo, Lisa.
I will.
I think cool. They have like two buildings because one got filled up. They didn't want to move or something, and they like rented another building or something.
I believe it. They're going to be like friggin' Starbucks. They're going to be all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Well, congratulations on your new place.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very
cool.
Moving. So you're moved in now, Lisa? You're moved in now?
All moved in. All the computers are in. Nice. We're firing on all synapses now.
Good stuff. How's the glass going?
Glass?
Yep.
It's packed away somewhere. I can't find it.
Are you not
now.
Using it?
I didn't lose it, but it's become less of a priority because we've been moving boxes and we probably put it somewhere really, really safe. But I'll get my glass pitchers back up as soon as I can.
Cool.
Priorities.
Good stuff. We've got Chanel on. Hey, Chanel, welcome back.
Thanks, Brad. Thanks for having me.
What have you been up to?
I had a busy week this week, launching a onboarding strategy for the Wilderness Society and mostly just hanging out with friends and family.
Cool.
Got my two little nieces coming over today. So
oh, nice one.
Putting all the important things away.
Cool, cool.
Because they think that they're treasure.
Cool. That's funny. Okay, let's get into some news then. Jennifer and Andrew should be here soon, I hope.
Cool. Yeah, hopefully.
Well, some big news.
Great. Well, until Andrew gets back, let's go through the news items. You picked out some great stories, Brad.
Thanks.
So you're welcome. So the first one is coming from Mac Rumors, and it is the big news that happened this past week about Facebook buying messaging app WhatsApp for $16 billion. The purchase, $4 billion in cash and $12 billion in Facebook shares, and potential for an additional $3 billion in employee stock payouts. And that is what WhatsApp founder Jan Kuhn, I believe his name is, and he is joining Facebook's board of directors. So WhatsApp Messenger is a hugely popular cross-platform messaging app that allows users to chat with individuals or groups, as well as sending files and pictures back and forth. And back in December, the service bragged that it had over 400 million active users, with 100 million of those added in the past 4 months of, or the last 4 months rather, of 2013. And back in April of 2013, it was rumored that Google was close to acquiring the company for $1 billion, something that WhatsApp actually denied, but that's the rumor. And today's sale price reflects the company's tremendous growth over the last several months. So the company's app is currently the 35th most popular in the App Store, and Facebook says WhatsApp messaging volume is approaching the entire global telecom SMS volume, roughly 7 trillion messages a year. WhatsApp is currently free in the App Store, so if you're interested in checking it out, be sure to do so. All right, moving on to the next story. Something is beeping in my house. My apologies. I don't know what that is. But moving on to the next story, coming from Engadget, Xbox One Media Remote arrives early in March for $25. So, you know, there was a rumor that we talked about it last week on the show, and now it is official as expected. This device, remote control, will be coming out, and it will only be $25. So take a look for it in March, coming up soon. Next story coming from Engadget, Waze navigation app now reads destinations from iOS and Android calendars. So as you may know, Google did purchase Waze, I believe it was in 2013 or 2012, somewhere there. Anyway, they updated the navigation app for iOS and Android just before the new year, improving the user experience and having some tweaks. And one specific feature, they decided to go ahead and add it so that you could actually read destinations from the calendars in your phone. All right, moving on to the next story. Coming from Engadget again, Google opens official Chromecast support forum. So if you're trying to figure out your Chromecast TV widget to play nice with your Android, or you want to just set up your device, now you can go into Google's product forums and you will see that Chromecast has a section all to itself. So you can ask the support forum for help. Next story coming from Mac Rumors, Apple bringing iTunes Festival to U.S. at South by Southwest coming up in March. So Apple did announce last week that it will be expanding its iTunes Festival for the first time to the States. Five shows will be held between March 11th and March 15th during the Austin City Limits live event at the Moody Theater in Austin, Texas. The show will serve as part of the film and music's focused South by Southwest festivals, which will be held in Austin from the March 7th to March 16th. And it's too bad Andrew Cunningham isn't with us right now, since he will be as
he will be here in about 1-2 minutes. Jennifer, so just hanging there.
We'll have to bring that story up to him when he comes back.
Definitely,
when he comes on.
He's got big news coming up, so just hang in.
Awesome. All right, moving on to the next story coming from The Verge. Showtime Anytime app comes to Roku set-top boxes. Showtime Anytime is now available on the Roku set-top boxes. The video on-demand app gives current cable subscribers access to Showtime's lineup of original shows about both past and present, documentaries, sports, and all their other content. So using the Showtime Anytime app on the Roku is free, but you do need to have a Showtime subscription through your cable company. Okay, moving on to the next story coming from TechCrunch. Hop brings its instant messaging like email client to the iPad. So Hop, formerly known as Ping, is a mobile app that makes replying to email feel more like instant messaging. They have now created a version for the iPad, and it is available in the App Store. So check it out. And that is the final story,
good
Brad.
Story, Jennifer. Great stuff. Thanks for doing the news.
You're welcome.
Now, we're doing a giveaway in the next running for over the 2 weeks. We're giving away Humax PVR, Jennifer.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's huge news.
It is. It is very huge news. Tell us in 25 words on Twitter or Facebook, or you can email us. Tell us why you want the box, and we'll pick the best one.
So people, all they need to do is tell at TechWebcast on Twitter or Facebook.
Yes, correct. Yep.
25 words.
Mm-hmm.
Why they want a Humax.
Will that work on Twitter?
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Yeah, 40, I think, right?
Yeah, 42. Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, 42
What
characters.
If they go over 25 words? Is that okay?
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine. You can email us at techwebcast@gmail.com, or you can leave us a message on Facebook on the Tech Webcast page.
And so it's a Humax HDR 7500T?
That's correct.
Nice.
That is correct.
I wish that I lived in Australia. So this is for Australia only.
Yes, unfortunately.
Okay.
Sorry.
Wait a minute. I missed a story.
Which one?
I missed a story that goes right with your Humax.
Ah, yes. That's why I don't know why
I missed that. But this story was on the best news source of all, Brad's blog. And that's bradsblog.org. and for the iPhone app of the day, and it is the Humax remote.
Yes,
so
it is.
There is an iPhone app for the Humax PBR. So if you have it, it's free in the App Store. So definitely, if you're going to win this Humax PBR, you better install this iPhone app.
Definitely. Also on Android as well.
And Android too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. So here comes Andrew. We're going to bring in Andrew right now. So he's coming in now.
Andrew
Cunningham, welcome.
How are you there, Brad?
How are you, mate?
I'm good, mate. Yeah, I'm doing a little bit better, which is nice.
Okay, good stuff. So what's the big news? Let's get to the point and get it out there.
Yeah, look, we've, as you know, Brad, we've been running this app now for quite a while, and we've been building away, and during the week I managed to spend probably the last couple of weeks spending a bit of time with Chris Voss.
Yep.
And he's one of the Monsters of Tech, yep. And we've managed to engage with the Monsters of Tech to do some promotional stuff with Zafo app in Austin for South by Southwest conference. So that's been really exciting, and we're sort of working through some of that. Not sure exactly how public knowledge that is, but that's all sort of happening at the moment, and we'll be working with those guys and doing a few bits and pieces. So yeah, it should be really good, and they're a great bunch of guys.
Yeah, like, definitely.
It's irrelevant to business. I got a whole lot of time for all of them. They're just, as I think most of, yourself and Jody and Jen, you guys have met most of the guys.
Yeah, Robert Scoble.
They're all really good people, so it's great.
That's great promotion for you, Andrew. That's great, mate. That's great news.
Yeah, it is. And we're really working hard to try and get our app absolutely stunning for South by.
All right, go ahead, Jennifer. What did you want to say to Andrew?
No, I was just going to say that's huge news. I'm excited. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thanks, Jennifer. Look, it's, they're going to have a couple other little sponsors and companies that they're working with as well. So, and that's cool, but we'll have a few of the guys wearing Zafo t-shirts and things like that, and we'll be pushing through the hashtag live from SXSW through Twitter and also through Zafo on the app through hashtags through the Zafo app, and we'll have a new app build just before South by Southwest, which is a whole lot better. We actually had a new person come on board this year and start working quite closely on our app, and it's a lot better than the previous build. It's basically a redevelopment to some extent on what we had last year, which wasn't really up to par, but we learn lessons, as we make things. Someone once said to me, the first version of everything you do is shit. Whether I can say that on the radio.
Yeah, go ahead. You can say whatever you want, mate. Say whatever you want. I don't care.
You need to learn and make those sorts of moves.
Yep, definitely. Jody, what do you want to say to Andrew?
I think Andrew and Zafo and Bev and the whole concept is amazing. I really hope those Monsters of Tech realize how fortunate they are to be working with you. And and you're coming to the States. How cool is that?
It's very
excited.
Cool.
It's so awesome, Jody. It's been like one of those silly things. Like it's kind of weird, right? Every Australian wants to go to America. Oh, go to America. It'd be so awesome. And from what I hear from a lot of Americans, they all want to come to Australia. So, we should just swap countries or something for a while.
Yeah,
just
definitely.
Everyone pick up and go for like 2 weeks.
How long will you be in the States? Andrew, how long will you be in the States?
Yeah, I get in there on the 5th of March. So I'm in LA for a day. And then I head out to Austin for the conference. I'm there for the whole of the South by conference, and that's about 7 days, I think. And then I'm back in San Francisco for about 2 or 3 days. And the thinking is that if I can speak to a few, venture capital, influential people or angel tech investors at the South by conference, hopefully I can catch up with a few of them back in San Francisco, Palo Alto, Silicon Valley. So if there are any VCs listening from San Francisco, send.
Well, you are, actually, there is one right now. Lisa's from that area, Andrew.
I am.
There you go. There you go.
We should definitely connect when you get here. I'll introduce you to a bunch of people.
I would really, really appreciate that, Lisa.
There you go, mate.
I would. I'm there 2 days, and the whole idea of going to San Fran, I'd love to have a good look around, but I really want to try and speak to people. The app that we had last year, I wasn't 100% happy with, but the one that we have now that we're a week and a half away from iTunes Store, I got to say, when it comes out, it is something that I'm quite proud of, and I honestly believe that it's something that is going to have purpose.
Okay, Andrew, give us a quick, tell us about the new app. What's new about it and the previous one?
Yeah, look, the new app is, it's much like the old app, but just has a much better user experience. And I think user experience is crucial to the key. I mean, we heard during the week, which I'm sure you guys have discussed, about WhatsApp being acquired by Facebook. You know, they do messaging, but they do it in a way that's simple, clean, and that's the important thing. What our app does is you can create a 30-second video or a one-minute video and it uploads, or you can create a live broadcast that pumps out through all of your networks, and that goes for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, or for 30 minutes. So the app is really just a way of actually utilizing the video that we create. You know, we all see people blow out the candles, and you can do a Vine for 6 seconds on Instagram for 15, but using our stuff, you can actually create a live stream of that. And there are products like Ustream, and there's products like Justin TV, but they're not in the same sort of social way that we are. And we've got competitors in live, also like companies like Hangwith, which have a great product. But we also have a new stream. So there's a number of things that we do, but really, I guess what we do is we create and share video. And cool. We think we do it a whole lot better than the other guys, and we'll see where we get to from there.
All right, can you hang around, Andrew, for a minute, mate?
Yeah, absolutely, Brad.
Okay,
absolutely.
Let's go to Jody about the news. What any views on them stories, Jody?
Yeah, a couple of them. One was with regard to Facebook's acquisition of. Now I'm blanking. You always do this, Brad. You catch me totally unaware.
Sorry.
What's up? So. Yeah. We were talking a little bit before the show started, and my question was whether anybody who was on the panel tonight even uses WhatsApp. And you guys can chime in, but it seems to me that there's not a heck of a lot of us that are using it. So, I mean, like anybody can chime in. Chantel, you said that you felt that it was more like skewed toward a younger demographic.
Yeah, well, I think it's people who, because it runs over the internet, it's people who don't have the money or an unlimited texting budget. So if for kids, a lot of them, their parents might put $15 or $30 on their phone during a month, and a kid can chew through that in a couple of days. So I think it's kids using it. I also think it's people use it when they're traveling, where they don't want to pay overseas carrier fees, where your SMS charges, you know, double or triple.
I think also with the WhatsApp, that they don't have a very huge, you know, I guess, reference in America and Australia and Western countries like this. But obviously in Europe and Asia, they've got a massive gain on companies like Facebook. I saw an infographic during the week that showed that in the last year or two, they've just absolutely skyrocketed messaging to the point where it's an unassailable lead. And that's why they've been purchased for the high price they have. Because in places like Russia, all through Europe, Asia, all these other sort of countries where there's, you know, hundreds of millions of potential users, WhatsApp has a lead of 80% to 20% on Facebook in messaging. Yeah. And I personally believe that the reason for that is because Facebook, as much as we use it, we have the luxury of using it. We have ADSL high bandwidth in our houses, and we go from one Wi-Fi zone to another Wi-Fi zone to another Wi-Fi zone. We even have a Wi-Fi zone when we buy lunch. They don't have these sorts of luxuries in some of the places where WhatsApp has massive traction. So when you look at Facebook, it's a big download, it's chunky, there's lots of things going on, there's lots of video. WhatsApp can be a whole lot simpler than that. It can be an easy, quick, small download, and you can just, as you said, create text, and you know, you don't have to worry about $15 or $30 credit. So as far as I'm concerned, it's almost like a poor little brother that opens up the market to a lot of lower socioeconomic countries as well. So I think it's really, for Facebook, a means of stepping into the billions of users market, which they probably can't access with their current platform, and they wouldn't want to tone it down to do that because then they'd piss off all their existing users.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, that's really interesting. Like, I was in Jordan and Lebanon last year and my phone got stolen, and in the 24 hours before I cancelled it, because my Apple ID is connected to my iPad, I could see what they were downloading, and they were downloading WhatsApp and Viber and all the things so that they could use the phone for free without getting picked up, because they know if they use a call or something that it can be traced.
Wow, that's pretty sneaky.
It is very sneaky, very sneaky. Andrew, what about South by Southwest with this iTunes thing? Festival going to be there?
Come again, Brad?
iTunes Festival is going to be at where you're going to, mate.
Awesome. That's really cool. And they've actually also got Game of Thrones Festival thing going on there. But,
oh, really?
I sort of heard something about iTunes, but I just figure that everything and, you know, everything and anything's going to be there. So there's going to be a lot to look through. I actually have a conference badge. So I have that thing that you put around your neck and around. And even though Chris Voss said to me that, you know, only the suckers buy the actual conference badge, all the, you know, cool kids are hanging out in the bars doing business. It'd be really interesting to see if and how many actual sessions I get to.
All right, but definitely. Yeah,
the iTunes will be fun.
Cool, yep, definitely. Steve, what about you? What's your view on all this, and what do you want to ask Andrea? Any questions about Zafo?
Yeah, well, first I want to talk about the WhatsApp, of course, being acquired by Facebook. And I think Facebook is worried about WhatsApp because even though they have the largest user base nearly of any site website, over the years, even though they get all these people, they're not using it on a day-to-day basis or as much as they were, you know, hopefully they would do. Originally, it was first started for college kids and teenagers, and now a lot of the teenagers are kind of moving off of Facebook, even going on Twitter. We're seeing a trend with that. So Facebook is trying to keep itself relevant, and then we have like something like WhatsApp come up, and of course Facebook came out with their own messenger type of application. So I think they were worried enough where they did seriously have to consider buying it at any cost just about to purchase this to either stifle the competition a little bit or somehow get that user base into Facebook somehow.
All right, sounds good. Steve, any other things you want to say, mate?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Andrew, it's good to see you're on your, what, second revision of your Zafo app?
Yeah, basically. The second, I guess, from, top-down revision as far as UI and experience is concerned, yeah.
And and you're going to be going to this conference to, promote it, right?
Yeah, it's going to be about promotion and also just to sort of learn what the States is all about. I mean, you know, what we do here in Australia is probably a whole lot different. So just to get an idea of whether we actually have relevance with our app over there or whether we're sort of kidding ourselves as well, you know, see what the real world is like.
So when does the new... I was going to ask Andrew just a quick question. When does the app come out, Andrew? When's the date to release, mate? Please, new one, the App Store. You there?
Nope. Yeah, we expect that the new app will be in store on the 5th of March and available.
All right, sweet, mate. Good stuff. I think your Vodafone's playing up on you.
Yeah, I think it is.
Steve, anything else you want to say?
Oh, I just wanted to also say that I know kind of like Australia doesn't really have any big tech conventions, and considering you're geared toward a techie kind of application, it is good to go to some of these conferences elsewhere if you have to, just to see some of the other things that might be out there, how it applies to your app and things like that.
Definitely.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't wait.
It's just a pity it's on the other side of the world, so it's an expensive venture.
It is very, very expensive. Okay, Steve, who do we have on today as a guest?
And we have, and I want to get this right, because last time when I was announcing this, I got
right.
backwards.
You're right.
Which is Parachute Digital, which is a digital marketing consulting firm, I guess we could say.
Okay.
Yep, that's right.
That's right. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, and what do you do?
We work with nonprofit organizations to help them essentially make more money online by giving their supporters and their donors a better online experience.
Okay. Cool. Any questions, Steve?
Yeah, it's kind of funny that you mentioned that because I do work for a nonprofit organization. Now, I'm guessing you are based in Australia, so I'm guessing you're primarily centered around Australia?
Yeah, I'm based in Sydney, so I work with national charities and as well as some of the multinationals that have operations overseas as well.
So what are some of the clients that you've been helping out as far as nonprofits?
Yeah, so at the moment I'm working a lot with the Wilderness Society. We're doing some work with Mission Australia. I used to work with WWF Australia a lot, as well as some of the smaller sort of medium-sized national charities like the Nature Conservation Trust and stuff. I'm still doing work with profit organisations like the University of New South Wales and eHarmony, but my focus is in the non-profit space.
Okay. Lisa, any questions? Is Lisa there or she left?
Nope, I'm here.
Okay, you're there. Okay, you're up.
You know, I my on nonprofits. No, I don't have specific questions. Can you give me an idea of what kinds of things you do specifically for those?
Yeah. So generally, we start by most of them don't. Doing very well in the online space. They may have a website, but it's not mobile optimized. So we'll work with them to make sure that they have a good experience so that people can donate or advocate for causes via mobile applications or peer-to-peer fundraising campaigns. We'll work with them on their content strategies so that they can distribute that content and engage with new audiences and acquire new supporters and new donors through social media and email marketing and through search engines and things like that. So it's general online marketing, but it's just focusing on fundraising as the revenue driver and the user experience, because people, like with consumer products or with services, people have a need. If you're spending money with a nonprofit, it's because their values and the cause that they're working towards matches an individual's values. So it's trying to create content that connects with people that have the same value systems.
I see. I think that's a great luxury to any nonprofit who struggles with pulling together marketing money that maybe wasn't covered in an initial grant that they received or something like that. But also, the whole idea of cause marketing is so strong, and to be able to help them leverage that for donations or memberships, like you're saying, is really cool.
Thank you. I like it.
Okay. Jennifer, any questions?
Yeah, Chanel, I'm wondering how you got started with this. I was looking at your about section. It looks like you've been in the business for quite a while. Would you mind kind of telling us how you started Parachute Digital?
Yeah, I'd been wanting to start my own business for years. Like, my dad was an entrepreneur, so I think when I was younger, that was sort of always an ambition. I was quite seduced working for some of the big companies in Australia, like Telstra and Toyota and News Limited and things like that, where I got to work with big budgets, spending tens of millions of dollars a year on digital marketing, and that there's a lot of fun to be had with that. But I went overseas and I was teaching English in Central America in Roatan, and diving every day in the Caribbean, and I sort of came back and I was just like, you know, I want to do something a little bit more meaningful with my life. So I took a job at WWF Australia. Mm-hmm. And just the caliber of people you work with in the nonprofit space and how passionate they are about what they do and how little they get paid for their expertise in comparison to the private sector. And just working with people that have PhDs and who give up their whole life for these causes, it was just a really inspiring environment to spend your time in. And I kind of decided there and then that I wanted to use my skills to try and make the world a better place.
Oh, so that's wonderful.
So that's where it came from. And I took the plunge a few years ago, and we're working our way. We're growing. We've taken on a new staff member, and we're getting there, but, you know, long road ahead.
Nice one. Chanel, how many people work for you at the moment?
I'm just one full-time person, okay. And I subcontract out a lot of work as needed. So, you nice. Know, we pull in user experience consultants and we pull in designers, and I call it the daisy chain. So whenever we need a certain skill set, I utilize my contacts and my resources to make it happen.
Nice one.
You just mentioned something, Chanel, which was a question I was actually going to ask, that you don't get paid as much when you work with nonprofits. Obviously, they don't have the same financial backing as you'd expect from a big multinational corporate. Now, the skills and services that you have to apply to those companies are still very much the same as the big company. And I think that's something that's a real, you know, exemplary thing that you do and other people do who work with nonprofits, where, you know, you've got a family, and at the end of the day, we've all got to cut the rent or the mortgage and put, you know, food on the table, and we like to go away once a year for a holiday. What is it that, I mean, there must be such an incredible feeling of knowing that you're doing something good that you can sort of say, you know what, I don't need all of those things, and, you know, I don't need the latest Blu-ray player, because I know that what I'm doing is something so much more important than that. For the world. I just think, I mean, I don't know, it's not probably not really a question, but I just think that's a really great quality that you have and that other people have who work in nonprofits, and I think the world's a better place because of it.
Yeah, and I mean, if I'm honest, I get paid well. As a consultant, you have a luxury of still being able to command a reasonable fee. The people that work in the nonprofit organisations themselves, I would say on average are on 15 to 20% under the private sector market value that they may get, sometimes considerably less. But people do it because they love it. They do it for a cause. There's also a kind of a culture and a balance. There's sometimes a bit more work-life balance in some of these organisations that attract people. But, I mean, I do believe that you can be profitable and ethical and sustainable and all those things. And I'm also working with nonprofits to recognize that, like many things in life, sometimes you get what you pay for. And if you always, you know, a lot of charities in my experience, they'll always say, so what discount will you give us for a nonprofit, or can we get it for free, or, you know, do you do pro bono services? And they are prepared to accept less. And I don't think that's the right way. I think if you take a for-profit behavior where it's like, I'm making an investment and I want a strong return on that investment, I think nonprofits would be more successful if they took that approach and they were prepared to pay more for some of their services, because then they can demand a higher return for the investment. So while nonprofits in the small grassroots section do struggle with budgets and funding, the large nonprofits have considerable budgets. And, you know, the multinationals and the big national nonprofits are bringing in tens of millions, and sometimes, like, you know, they're getting right up there in their what they bring in, and their fundraising budgets are massive. So they're not all as poor as they appear to be, but the grassroots guys definitely are struggling because they don't have a brand to help bring in dollars.
Very interesting. Jennifer, do you want to say anything before we wrap up?
No, I am quite impressed with you, with what you do, and give you a million kudos for going in this direction. So I just think it's fantastic. And but no, I don't have any other questions at this time. Maybe I don't. Did you ask Jody?
I think I already asked you. Jody, did I ask you? I did.
No, that's okay.
I think I did. Didn't I?
Yeah, you asked her. I think she did. Yeah, I didn't think you did.
Yeah, you're very good and very quiet. Chanel, just out of curiosity, I'm sure you run into this a gazillion times. If you had to say the biggest mistakes that you see, maybe the top three. I'm sure that some of the organizations that are listening may be able to recognize that perhaps they're doing some of these, and it may be one of the reasons that they should reach out to somebody like you, where you can help them and guide them through the process. So,
okay.
You know, what do you see?
Well, the biggest one is just the attitude that many nonprofits have, like the heartland of donors. And so the average donor in Australia and in America, I believe,
is, you know, 35 to 45 year old woman. But the donors that give the most are in the sort of 55 to 65 female bracket. And a lot of charities just say, our donors don't give online. Our donors aren't online. They don't spend their time online. They're not in social media. There's this blanket generalization that their donors are not there. And we know from all the statistics that that's simply not true. So there is a reticence in the industry to just believe that it's not there and to kind of put their head in the sand and ignore it. So that's the biggest problem we come across. The second one is that they look at themselves from the inside out. So, and this is something that companies and businesses have as well as nonprofits, where they get so entrenched in the message or the product or the service that they're trying to promote to the world and how they want the world to perceive them, that they forget how the user or the customer or the supporter actually feels and perceives that brand or that company. And nonprofit organizations, a lot of them have a lot of legacy, like WWF. The legacy is in their brand, in the panda, and in human, in animal rights and animal welfare, whereas they've moved away from that a lot. And it's about conservation and climate change and habitat protection. But their donors don't really care about biodiversity and don't really care about conservation in its high forms. They care about the animals. And so charities need to remember to focus on the things that their donors care about the most. And then the third one would probably just be a lack of culture of innovation. There is a lot of just kind of, it's okay, people, our donors are more forgiving of us. There's no need to, you know, push forward or invest in this space. You know, we can, it's okay to be behind. It's okay to be slow. And I think that if they are more innovative, they'll actually attract bigger audiences rather than smaller ones. And most organizations are seeing their fundraising database and their pool of resources shrink because baby boomers are there with the global financial crisis we've just had. People have less money to spend and they need to engage with younger audiences. And a lot of them are really struggling to do that because they sort of have their head in the sand and won't go online.
Nice one.
Yeah, so I guess it's safe to say that essentially you'll help them amplify and expand and increase the donations. If they think they're doing well, they more than likely could be doing a lot better.
Yeah, and it's trying to show them how digital channels can make their offline marketing work harder for them. You know, I believe that integrating digital into the overall communication mix will deliver much stronger results than just trying to drive any one channel. So I'm not telling them to stop investing in direct mail or face-to-face marketing or telemarketing, but just how they can use SMS and email and mobile and search to enhance those other channels and make a stronger return on investment and reduce their costs.
All right.
Excellent.
Good stuff. Good question, Jody.
It's interesting, Chanel, that you mentioned.
Yeah. Chanel, do you get any...
Sorry, I was going to say, it's interesting. You go, Brad.
Get rid of Vodafone. Chanel, do you get much into technology? What sort of technology do you like to use? We've got to ask you last, because you were on last time, and we've got to ask you that.
Well, I don't know. Like, by technology, I'm certainly not a super early adopter. I tend to be one of those people that sit back, watch the reviews and buy the second or third generation of something.
Oh, yeah, okay. Fair enough.
So, you know, like I'm an Apple Mac user, absolutely, but I don't have the latest TV. I don't have the latest of anything, really. I kind of, we're mostly into music. And so as long as I can access what I need, and my husband's got his decks up, so we've usually got a, you know, record that's playing. Oh, yeah.
Cool.
So, I love the digital space, but I'm more interested in how people behave and communicate online than what technology they use.
Have you tried out iTunes Radio yet, Chanel?
Yep, I have.
What do you think of it?
We talked about that last time and Google Play.
Really?
But I don't
I don't use it a lot.
Okay.
I look at it out of curiosity, and then I kind of, unless it fits into my daily life, I don't really, you know, make a big effort to embed it into my routine.
Yeah, I love iTunes Radio. It's great to have it on iTunes. It's free and it's good.
Awesome.
Do you use it, Steve?
Yeah, I use it quite a bit. You know, I mean, not always. So if I remember to, hey, I want to listen to music, then I usually use, that's the one I use as iTunes Radio.
Yeah, it's good. It's only Australian and America's got it at the moment, no one else. So, Andrew, what do you think about this new giveaway we're doing for Humax, mate?
Yeah, I think it's really great. I mean, Brad, both yourself and I have Humax players, and it's a really fantastic device. TV. Yeah.
You need to get off.
Devices. I'm surprised they're not in more homes. And
yeah, definitely. Homes. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Humax is great. So we're going to run the giveaway for 2 weeks. Jennifer, how do we win? Can you repeat how we win it?
Yeah, so it's pretty easy to win. All people need to do is send a tweet or send a Facebook message or an email to techwebcast@gmail.com in 25 words or more, if you'd like, why you need a Humax. Why do you think that you need a Humax? So just be sure to tweet us, Facebook, or email us, and we will pick a winner in 2 weeks.
2 weeks is good. Yes, definitely, definitely. Okay, Chanel, what's your final view of this show, and do you want to win a Humax PBR?
I've got a PBR, so I'll leave that to someone else. I only bought it a few months ago.
What is it? What brand?
The Panasonic one, but okay, I can't figure out, this is how good I am with technology, I can't figure out how to record whole series of shows.
Really?
So it's quite infuriating.
Well, there should be an option there to record.
That's the reason I bought it.
Well, there should be an option there to record the series there. Or something.
Yeah, you'd think so, but it's certainly not obvious, and I can't be bothered reading the manual.
Well, move to Humax. And
my husband is less technical than I am, so yeah, but I like your show. I like the format. You guys like each other, and it's nice to hear.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Okay, Lisa, what do you want to say?
Yes, sir.
What do you want to say before we go, and what do you want to say to Andrew?
I didn't get a chance to talk much on your last broadcast of the year last year, but I just wanted to thank you all for getting a hold of me and letting me participate. I'm excited about Andrew's product, and I think that South by Southwest isn't the end all to tech conferences for as much notoriety as they have. But I do think, like someone else said earlier in the broadcast, that going to a lot of local events and meetups and things like that you can get a hold of, even while you're here in Silicon Valley, would be a great idea.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'd really enjoy doing that. And I'll definitely love to shoot you through a message and catch up. And as you said, if there's anybody who you think could be helpful for our cause, I'd really appreciate that. And just one more thing, Lisa. I believe yourself and Fred moved into a new place on Valentine's Day this year. How's all that going, setting up with the new house?
It was, if it's romantic, that we had cup of noodles and no microwave and,
Are you kidding? An empty house with, like, noodles in the middle of the lounge room is the most romantic thing ever.
Absolutely. It was... you know what the great thing about this place is? It's tiny, but it's got a great view. So it makes you feel like it's a whole different experience being in the city than it is in the suburbs. And I'm happy to be back here, and I know that Fred is too. So hopefully we can get him on the show in a couple
weeks. Yeah, definitely.
I know he'd be a great asset.
Definitely. How many bedrooms
is great? Oh, how many bedrooms? A big zero.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, yeah, so we've got this creative little studio, and it's new. I mean, we went from like a three-bedroom, three-bath place to shoving everything we own into storage and then going to IKEA, like, regular
stupid Americans.
Jeez.
we can get more stuff. No, but we're trying to keep it real simple. But
after you go to Walmart.
Exactly.
Andrew, are you going to visit any shops over there when you go over to the US, like Walmart and them sort of places? Or
absolutely. I'll be creating a bunch of crazy content.
Oh yeah, definitely. Please do.
Episodes.
Yeah, please do, mate. Please do.
I'll be going to all the silly places, and I'm really looking forward, believe it or not, to checking out just a few of the little coffee shops and things like that. I believe Phil's Coffee in San Fran is one of the places to go, and just silly little places that I see constantly popping up on my social streams.
All right. Good Phil's stuff.
Coffee. There's Phil's Coffee down in Palo Alto too. That's an awesome place to meet. And if nothing else, just go there to like eavesdrop on the other people there.
Yeah. If I don't get any meetings, Lisa, I'll just hang out.
Yeah, it's one of those
I'll just hang out at Phil's and just be like anyone who walks in, hey, are you a VC?
Oh, everybody's working on like their pitch, and we all sound like assholes, but it's funny. So no, we're changing the world. We're changing the world here, people.
Now, Andrew, can we talk to you while you're over there at all? Will you get a chance to talk to us while we do the podcast on a Saturday or not?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the Friday night one, the first week I'm there, I don't know because I'll probably be in the middle of something maybe.
Okay,
but you'll
the
be
second
out.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
that's
I'll
right.
Be out and yeah. about on the first one. But the second Friday night that I'm there, I'll actually be at the airport. My flight back is at 10:30 p.m. So in
okay.
theory, I'll have checked in and I'll be able to... do a broad
right.
run through from the airport.
Sounds good, mate. Chanel, are you on Twitter?
Yep.
What's
it's
your Twitter
user? At Chanel Online.
Okay, good stuff. All right, Steve, what's your final view of this show and your Twitter name, mate?
Oh, I enjoyed having her on here. I don't know if I missed it last time she was on here or not, but I also work for a nonprofit. So
yeah, it's good to have her on. Time is on. It's good to come on. Come back on any time, Chanel. You're welcome to come on any time.
Cheers, guys.
Okay. Jody, what's your final view on the show and your Twitter name and stuff?
Final view on the show, Dynamite Chanel. Awesome again.
Yeah.
Zarfo, I'm so excited, Andrew. That's so cool. just so much great stuff. let's see. You can find me on Twitter as Sunswept. You can find me at my website, which is webmarcom.net. Sometimes I'm at the Chris Voss show. Sometimes I'm here and also sometimes on Google Plus Week.
Yep.
I am trying to be on more. So
yep.
My apologies for the last.
No problem, Jody. You're a legend. Anything else you want to say, Jody? Cause I know you haven't spoken much.
No, we're good.
Okay, cool. All right. Good stuff. Okay. Jennifer.
I thought the show was fantastic. Chanel, it was great meeting you, and congrats to Andrew on the upcoming app release, and Lisa, congratulations on your new home. And a lot of great things going on here, you know. And then Jody has her dog show
yeah,
coming
definitely.
Up. So
I think that's
yeah.
the best thing about the show with the dogs.
So
I reckon it's great.
Yeah, we got to get some things going on for Brad, Steve, and myself. So but anyway, you can find me online at jenniferruggiero.com. All my links are on there. And then check out my other podcast, my show, getnerdywithit.com.
Okay, you can get me on Twitter at Brad Oz and Tech Webcast. Andrew,
yep.
What about you,
great
mate?
Great to have you back on, Jody and Steve. And it's always great to have Lisa and Chanel on the show.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
It's been really fantastic and appreciate all of your love and thoughts with our app coming out.
Yep.
You can grab me zarfo.com/@Andrew and on Facebook and Twitter at Cunning Drew.
Good stuff. And also enter that giveaway too, people. So if you want to win a Humax PVR, make sure you enter. We'll pick the best one. That's it, Andrew.
That's it. That's another week at Tech Webcast.
It is.
I think it's a great show and lots of positivity flowing. So
yeah.
We'll be back on again next week.
Also, is your mum around at all?
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she's just over in the other room.
Can we speak to her at all?
I can chuck her on if you want to say.
Yeah, please do, mate. Sure. I just want to.
Sure.
All right. We're just going to get.
We need some pause music.
Yeah, we do. Steve, you got any music there, mate? Have you got any music there, mate, you can play? It's Bev's birthday, by the way, Jody and Jennifer. So, yeah.
So can we sing?
Yeah, you can.
No, it's all good. She's still on the phone. She's
is she?
Oh.
Oh, damn. I was going to say happy birthday to her.
We lost Jacob, by the way.
Yeah, his Skype is playing up, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm right here.
Oh, he's there.
I thought you had dropped out, Jacob. That's why I haven't said anything to you.
No, it's because my Skype every few minutes keeps dying.
Okay, well, it's time for you to get a Mac, mate.
No, it's affecting Mac as well.
Well, it's not happened to my Mac.
No.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Beverly. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Brad?
I'm good. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
You're having a party.
So.
Yes.
No way, Bev.
Yes, Jody, 60.
Hey, Bev, you don't look it.
Not at all.
Well, thank you. I feel it sometimes.
Aw. Well, happy birthday. Today's your birthday?
It's actually on Tuesday.
Oh, it's on Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah, Dad's birthday Monday and mine is on Tuesday.
Oh, nice. So
Andrew's come up tonight to sort out a little party with Wayne and him. So
nice one.
Much what's happening. All I'm cooking is fried rice, Chinese chicken wings.
Oh, yum.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Bev, what's your view on Andrew going over to South by Southwest?
Oh, what's amazingly fantastic. I can't wait for him to go.
Are you looking forward to that and wish you were going? Yeah.
I'm looking forward to all that, what he's doing. And, he's reporting back and videoing, taking broadcasts of all around Texas and Austin. And, I'm just so excited for him.
That's
I'd
good.
Love to go, but who wants their mum hanging around? No, I'll be staying here. And if I need to do anything, well, he can just phone me or email me or Zafo me.
Definitely.
Yeah, so
that makes sense. You stay at your home base in case things need to be done. You can take care of things back at the office. You know?
Yeah, if I have to run from between Queensland and Melbourne, well, that's fine too. Yeah. But yeah, it's exciting, isn't it? Zafo is really coming on so well.
It is indeed. It is indeed. Jacob, what's your view on this? All this, and wrap up before we go, mate.
From what I could hear, it was pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, the new version. We've got the new version on our administrative testing,
yep.
But the real one coming through, I think, will be going into iTunes just before Andrew goes to South by.
I've seen it. Looks great, Beverly. It looks great. I love it.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It does. It looks good.
It is awesome. You'll love it.
Yep. And I hope you all download it when it comes out.
Yeah.
Looks good on my iPad.
Yeah.
Is there an iPad version coming at all, Bev, at all for the app?
Yep. There'll be an iPad version. I'm not sure when or how long, but we're working on the... the Android at the moment.
Okay.
So I think once that's all done, then we can work it with the iPad as well.
Nice one. All right, yeah. Jacob, that's good. Well, thanks for being on, Bev. Appreciate your time.
Welcome. My pleasure.
And, Jacob, we're going to get hold of you, mate. And
JazzBot326691Z.
And you lost the game, Jacob.
Hi, Glenn from Aussie Tech Heads. Join Will, Eric and myself as we bring you the latest, most up-to-date, important tech news that affects you from Australia and the world. A weekly podcast available each Friday through iTunes. Watch the live stream recording of the show at live.thesecrethub.com each Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. or GMT plus 10. Call in live via Skype or chat in our lounge. However you get us, just make sure you do. Listen or visit our website for more information, www.aussietechhead.com.au. Aussie Tech Heads, Australia's longest running tech news podcast.
Well, that's it for Tech Webcast this week. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed having your mind expanded. Tune in next week for more tech talk with Brad, Jason, and whatever crazy guests they've managed to rope in. Don't forget to get the Tech Webcast app from iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast, and of course, check us out on Facebook too. Until next time, may the tech be with you. Peace!